Well, we're all going to be hearing that pretty soon. And I'm guessing, just guessing, that more fireworks photos are going to be taken tonight than ever before, because everyone has a camera on their phone these days. So let's get some pointers from a real photographer, Aram Boghossian, who has photographed many a 4th of July in his day. Hi, Aram.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so, okay, top tip. What do people need to know about taking photos of fireworks at the 4th of July?
You got to keep your camera steady. Otherwise, the photos will be blurry.
How are you supposed to do that? I mean, you might have a tripod, you might not.
Well, if you're using a tripod, you'll have no problem. But if you're using a smartphone or if you got a camera with no tripod, you know, prop it against a tree, set it on your knees, anything you can do to keep it steady.
Okay, and what about the smoke that comes off of the fireworks? Because I know that I, in my time as a totally amateur photographer at fireworks shows, have taken photos and then the smoke gets in the way and they don't look like they do to me.
Absolutely. That's happened to me, too. You get the best shots during the beginning of a fireworks show because by the end there's so much smoke in the sky you can barely see the details of the fireworks. So it's really good to get your shots early, essentially, before that smoke fills the sky.
What do you want to do about framing the shot? You know, you want to get the whole sky because that's what you're seeing and it's so amazing, but maybe you shouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, when they take photos of fireworks, they'll zoom right in on the firework itself, but you lose context. I think it's nice to get a little bit wider and show maybe the crowd of people watching fireworks with you, or if you got some landmarks in the background, some skyliners, anything like that.
Now, a lot of people are not going to be using cameras. They will be using smartphones. So let's talk about that. What are the tips for a smartphone?
Smartphone, you're going to need to be a bit closer because you can't zoom in with a smartphone, as many people know. And if you do, it doesn't look that good. And again, you want to hold it steady so that it doesn't get blurry. So you're going to prop it any way you can to keep it from moving while you're taking the photos. And then the other thing to remember is there's a little bit of delay after you try to take a photo. So you're going to want to anticipate the explosion and try to take a picture right at that moment.
Which is not easy.
No, not easy at all.
What is the best picture you've ever taken of a firework, and what did you do to get it?
Best photo I've ever taken of a firework was just in someone's backyard. It was just a little small show, and there were just some kids running around in this backyard field, and I liked it because they were holding sparklers and ran through the frame as some of the fireworks are going off over their heads in the background, and there was just this great atmosphere to it because the firework illuminated the field and the kids running, and, you know, they were blurry, but it just gave a sense of motion to the picture as well. What did I do to get it? Just right place at the right time. I was just hanging out with some friends, and I was trying to get a nice shot of the fireworks, and they just happened to run through. So that was just luck. But I set up the camera on a tripod and took a bunch of pictures in a row and experimented with settings until it started to look just the way I wanted, which is the beauty with digital cameras these days.
But it wasn't just about the fireworks. I mean, it's about the setting, and it's about the kids in it as well.
Yeah, the atmosphere really contributes a lot. I think people forget that when they're shooting fireworks, and they'll just shoot the explosions. But remember, there's a lot of things usually going around fireworks. People gathered, and just the setting can be a very helpful tool in a firework photo.
Well, Aram Boghossian, freelance photographer, have fun shooting tonight, and thanks so much, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.